I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Testimony and arguments in the civil trial of State Representative Art Wittick wrapped up today, and the jury is now deliberating the campaign finance violation charges against him. The Bozeman Republican has been on trial all week, sued by Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices, Jonathan Modell. Modell says Wittick failed to report substantial contributions of campaign services provided by a national anti-union group in 2010. Covering the trial for us all week has been John S. Adams, the editor at MontanaFreePress.org. John, what happened in court today?
Well, we started out with testimony this morning that carried over from yesterday, and that was Representative Art Wittick, the accused in this case, testifying on the stand with direct examination from his attorney, Quentin Rhodes. And Representative Wittick spent quite a bit of time warming himself up to the jury with personal details about his life. And then he got into how difficult this entire case has been on him, his family. At one point he said that it felt like it smacked of McCarthyism, the trial against him and the pursuit by Commissioner Jonathan Modell of this political practices violation.
And in addition to hearing from the defendant, Representative Wittick, we also heard again from the plaintiff. Political Practices Commissioner Jonathan Modell also took the stand again today, right?
He did, and he came to the stand to rebut testimony from the previous day from a former Commissioner of Political Practices investigator, Julie Steeb, who testified to Modell's bias against Representative Wittick. Mr. Modell spoke today about the fact that there was a process in place at the commissioner's office that involved five individuals who all vetted all campaign practice decisions long before they ever got to the final, what's called the sufficiency finding. Mr. Modell testified that throughout that process, there were ample opportunities for many people involved who had lots of experience in campaign practice laws to weigh in on any issue, including any perception of bias. And he said that that's not what happened, and that this process was fair, was transparent, was proper, and that any bias is basically a red herring.
So that wrapped up all the testimony that we heard all week. Then we heard closing arguments today. Who went first?
So the plaintiff went first. Gene Gerussi, who is the special attorney general in this case, told the jury that this was a pretty clear-cut case. He had a sheet up on the wall that went through all the exhibits that he said proved that Mr. Wittick, as he said, quote, cheated in his 2010 primary campaign by benefiting illegally from all of these outside contributions to his campaign.
And how did Wittick's defense team wrap up their argument?
Well, Wittick's defense had two major points. One, that there was no, quote, smoking gun. That was a word we heard a lot today. There was no document, there was no audio, there was no video, there was no piece of solid evidence, according to Mr. Rhodes, that proved that Mr. Wittick knew about these activities, that he had requested these activities, that he had in any way improperly coordinated with these corporations in 2010. So that was a big point. The other big point that Mr. Wittick's defense team made was they really harped on the bias, what they said was a bias of the state, the witnesses for the state, including Commissioner Modell and including some of the witnesses we heard from earlier in the week who formerly worked for these right-to-work backed corporations. Mr. Rhodes made a big deal of the fact that what he said was a clear bias of these folks, and the plaintiff gets to make the last word in this case. And in this case, Mr. Gerussi once again said that Wittick's only defense is this claim of bias, that Wittick had can't accept responsibility for the things that he did wrong. He put up a document on the screen, which was one of Mr. Wittick's letterheads, in which he had a phrase that included the word accountability. And he said, I find it interesting that Mr. Wittick prides himself on accountability, not for himself, for everybody except for himself. And so they said he implored the jury to hold Mr. Wittick accountable for these violations in 2010.
And now it's before the jury, and I'll ask you the question everybody's been asking me today. When do we expect a verdict?
Well, the general sense in the courtroom seems to be that we'll see a verdict today. I think both sides have said to me privately that they think the either way, whichever way the jury goes, they'll probably not have to weigh it too long. It's been a five-day trial. They've heard a lot of evidence. But I think the fundamental facts of the case are relatively simple.
John Adams, thanks for your work for us this week covering this trial.
Thank you very much.
John Adams is the editor at MontanaFreePress.org. I'm Eric Whitney.